生人以利沙。
And this is our last class, learning about the Elijah.
好，如果我们看讲义最后一页。
And so let's look at the last page of our notes.
我们这一节一起来学习最后一部分。
And so we'll study together the last part.
乃曼元帅哈，今天晚上我们再来学习。
And tonight we'll continue learning as well.
辅导国家。
How do we take care of the? How do we lead the country?
先知以利沙。在他的一生曾经对当时的国度给他们很多的辅导帮助。
And so Elijah, he had helped the country in a lot of ways.
那我们需要认识这里所说的国家就是神的国度。
And we must understand when we say country, we're talking about the kingdom of God.
第一个王是谁？
Who is the first king?
神的国度第一个王是谁？
Who is the first king in the kingdom of God?
扫罗嘛，哈。
Saul.
再来第二个王。
And next.
大卫。
David.
那再来一个王。
And after that.
所罗门。
King Solomon.
那所罗门死了以后，国家就分作两半。
And after Solomon passed away, then the country split into two.
北国是什么？
Who was in the north?
以色列。南国呢？
The king of Israel.
犹大。
The king of Judah.
所以在辅导当时的国家就是辅导神的选民的那个国度。
And so when he was leading the kingdom of God, it was the chosen kingdom.
所以我们现在这个国家不是神的国度。
And so the country that we're in now is not the kingdom of God.
因为你看基督徒有多少？不是全部吧。
Because you can see, where are all the Christians? It does not have all Christians.
那神的国度到最后是指着真教会。
And the kingdom of God in the end will refer to the true church.
所以这个不能够把它套到说现在的工人要去辅导我们的国家。这个国家是神的国度，神的国度以现在来讲就是教会。
And so we cannot say that the workers must go to this country to serve because in the end the kingdom of God is this church.
大卫犯罪以后谁去告诉他要悔改？
After David had sinned, who told him to repent?
拿单了
Prophet Nathan.
那拿单这个要怎么讲呢？拿单就先讲一个比喻啊。
And so how did he rebuke David? He first told a parable.
那大卫就气愤不平啊。
And so that King David was indignant.
那拿单就说那一个人就是你。
And then the prophet then said to David, "Oh, this is you."
大卫是王哦，他有兵权呢。
David was a king; he had authority.
但是拿单去面对他。
But Nathan went and faced him.
结果他悔改了。
And then he repented.
神赦免了。
And God forgave.
这个就是先知的职分。
And this is the responsibility of a prophet.
对当时的国家、神的国度提供辅导。
And this is the work that he has to do for the kingdom of God.
那如果有好的先知有时候这个国家就会走在正路上。
And if there is a good prophet, then the kingdom will walk on the righteous path.
那如果先知没有尽责任，有时候国家就歪了，方向就歪了。
And if the prophet does not do his responsibility, then the kingdom may go astray.
但是要做这个工作不简单。
But it is not easy to do this work.
所以我们如果看那个以西结书神要开遣以西结去做神要他做的事情。
And so if we look at the book of Ezekiel, we can see that God had entrusted prophet Ezekiel to do his work.
特别跟他讲，这个很困难。
And he specifically told him, this is going to be difficult.
有荆棘在你面前，有蝎子会咬你。
That there will be persecutions in front of you.
好，那我们现在来看以利沙到底做了什么。
And so let us look at what Ezekiel did.
好，我们看列王记下第六章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
第六章从第八节开始。
Starting from verse 8.
第六节开始就指着说当时的亚兰王来围困多丹。
And so here it shows that the king of Aram started war.
那为什么亚兰王要来围困多丹？
And why did the king of Aram want to start a war?
主要就是因为以利沙对以色列王的辅导。
This was mainly because of the advice that Elijah gave to the Israelites.
让亚兰王受到很大的亏损。
So that the king of Aram lost a lot.
那他辅导什么？
And what did Elijah advise?
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
亚兰王与以色列人征战。他的臣仆商议说我要在某处某处安营征战就是不只是比兵力征战要看谁的谋略比较高
And so true war is not just about your military might it's also about your strategy
那亚兰王他就跟臣仆商议所以他有他的谋略
And so the king of Aram conferred with his officers, and he had a plan.
所以这里讲要在某处某处安营。
And so it was to set up camp in such and such a place.
但是呢，以利沙神人就是以利沙，他竟然知道亚兰王的谋略。
However, the man of God, which was Elijah, he actually knew the king of Aram's plan.
所以。第九节神人打发人去见以色列王说你要谨慎不要从某处经过因为亚兰人从那里下来了
And so he said, oh, beware of this passing this place because the Arameans are coming down from here.
敌人从左边来从右边来你不知道啊。
Usually you don't know if the enemy is coming from the left or the right.
但是如果你先知道敌人要从左边来
But if you know in advance, oh, the enemy is coming from the left.
那他就可以设防御啊。
Then you can prevent this.
那所以就把敌人打败了。
And then you can defeat the enemy.
所以我们看第十节。
So let's look at verse 10.
以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉我警戒的地方，就防备未受其害，不止一两次，好多次。
And so, they defeated the Arams not just once but a few times.
然后十一节这个亚兰王就来讨论怎么我们每一次的计谋他们都知道到底怎么一回事。
And so in verse 11, we can see that the king of Aram started demanding, how come they know every time?
如果看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
有一个臣仆说，我主我王没有人帮助他，只有以色列中的先知。以利沙将王在卧房所做的告诉了以色列王。所以这个以利沙讲的是亚兰王在卧室就是门关起来没有人知道没有人听到的结果以利沙知道就告诉以色列王。
And so here it says that the very words the king of Israel speaks in his bedroom, which is his private area, these words that Elijah knows.
那以利沙为什么知道？
And why does Elijah know?
神告诉他的吧。
Because God told him.
所以他叫做先知。
And this is why he was a prophet.
就是他知道神把这个旨意告诉他。
It was that God told him these words.
所以他可以防备拜偶像的国家来攻打敬拜真神的国家。
And so he was able to prevent the country that worshipped idols from attacking the country that worships God.
那如果把这个国家来想做教会。
And if you think of this country as church.
那我们在教会里面就是要防备最重要就是防备魔鬼的攻击。
Then as a church, one of our most important tasks is to prevent the attacks from Satan.
那先知是谁？先知就是我们每个人啊。
And who is the prophet? The prophet is each of us.
那如果再把它缩小一点。
And if we can shrink this down.
就是教会里面的长执传道负责人。
That is the pastors, the ministers in church.
他们是在带领教会的。
They are here to lead the church.
所以 要跟神的关系很亲近。
And they have to have a very close relationship with God.
那神就会带领引导我们来知道怎么来防备魔鬼对教会的伤害。
And so that we will have the knowledge of how do we prevent the attacks from Satan from harming the church.
所以有时候魔鬼要攻击的目标就是教会里面这一些在实际参与圣工的人。
And so sometimes the purpose of Satan's attack is to attack the workers of church.
因为如果这些人都灰心然心灰意冷不愿意受苦那魔鬼就可以工作了。
Because if the workers are discouraged and unwilling to suffer, then Satan can win.
所以那这个亚兰王怎么办呢？
And so what did King of Aram do?
我们看第六章的十三节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 13.
王说你去窥探他在哪里我好打发人去捉拿他。有人告诉他说在多丹。所以他们探测的结果伊丽莎在多丹。
And so the outcome was they discovered he was in Dothan.
伊丽莎只有一个人
There was only Elijah, one person.
亚兰王军队这么多。
The king of Aram had his army.
那军队这么多要在维多丹要来抓伊丽莎这个太简单了。
And so with so many people to surround Dothan, it should have been so easy to capture him.
但是事实上这个太困难了。
But in truth, this is very difficult.
本来是很简单为什么变成这么困难
Why is something so simple become so difficult?
因为伊丽莎有神同在
Because Elijah had God with him.
身上有一个以利亚掉下来的衣服。
And he had the mantle from Elijah.
所以我们在服侍神神的同在权柄跟能力这是关键。
And so when we have, when we serve God, we need his abidance with us.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章的第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3.
我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。什么叫做在血气中行事？
What does it mean that we wage war in this world?
第三节血气中行事。
Verse 3.
这个血气就代表我们身体了我们用我们的身体在做事情。
It is that we use our body to do things.
却不是凭着血气在征战。
That we are not using weapons to fight with.
所以我们在教会做圣工不要用血气在征战。
And so when we are working in church, we should not use weapons.
别人骂我一句，我把他骂两句，下一次他不敢再骂我。
That we...Scold somebody so that in the future they do not dare to scold us.
这个不是圣经的方法。
This is not the biblical way.
那征战要怎么样？
So how do we wage war?
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们征战的兵器本不是属乎血气，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的岩垒。第五节。
5.
各样男主人认识神那些至高之事攻破了又将弱者的人的心夺回使他顺服基督这里讲征战的兵器就是在神面前有能力
And so here it says that a true weapon is something that has, uses the power of God
这样才能够攻破坚固的营垒
And only in this way can we demolish the stronghold
这个坚固的营垒就是魔鬼在人的心所设下来的
And these strongholds are the strongholds that Satan has put into our hearts
所以第五节
Verse 6
将各样计谋男主人认识神至高之事都攻破了所以我们在教会做圣工越久你 越发现神的能力神的同在这是关键
And so the longer we serve in church we'll realize that the abundance of God is our weapon
比方说
For example,
我们大家都希望教会有很多慕道者
We hope that church will have a lot of truth seekers
哎，我们试试看，我们就会有一个体验。
And if we try this, we'll have this experience.
你要带一个慕道者来教会都不简单啊。
That it is not easy to bring even just one truth seeker to church.
还要很多的祷告啊。
You need a lot of prayer.
不然很多慕道者一下这个困难，一下那个困难。
Otherwise, they'll have one difficulty after another.
哦，那现在慕道者来了。
And finally, the truth seeker comes.
我们想说慕道帮上完，他就会洗礼吗？不一定的。
And we think, oh, well, after they'll come, they'll be baptized, but it's not certain.
你去安排一个最有口才的，替他上慕道班。
Even if you have the most eloquent speaker to speak to them.
每一次上课他都点头，对，你讲得很有理。
And all through class, they keep nodding and saying, yes, I agree.
到最后一天受洗，他怎么没有报名？
But in the end, when it comes to signing up for baptism, they don't sign up.
这个常常发生啊。
This is something that happens a lot.
你可以尽本分，尽到本分哦，他会不会洗礼，不是我们能控制的。
You can do it to the best of your ability, but whether they get baptized is not up to us.
那他为什么不洗礼？
So why don't they get baptized?
那里面有一个障碍。
Is because they have a stronghold in their hearts.
这个障碍是魔鬼设下来的。
And the stronghold is left over from Satan.
但是有时候我们在这个慕道班里面看到有一个问题好多。
And sometimes we're in a truth-seeking class, and there's so many questions.
这个怎么有可能信？
And how can this person believe?
慕道班还没有上一半，他说要洗礼。
But halfway through the session, the truth-seeking session, they say, "I want to be baptized."
你在想，真的这么简单吗？
And you think to yourself, "Is it that simple?"
就是这么简单啊。
But it's that simple.
为什么？
Why?
他的心里的障碍被拿掉了。
Because their stronghold in the heart was taken away.
那谁拿掉？
And who took it away?
神拿掉，不是我们拿掉了。
God took it away, not us.
所以征战要有能力。
And so for this war, we must have the strength of God.
所以我们在教会有理想，这很好。
And so we have our logic.
但是有理想并不等于会达到理想。
But our logic might not accomplish what we think.
第一个，这个理想合神的旨意吗？
First of all, is this rationality according to God's will?
第二个，如果合神的旨意，要求神给我们能力。
And if it's according to God's will, then we must ask God to give us the strength.
没有能力有时候合神的旨意也行不出来。
Because even without God's strength, then although it's God's will, we cannot accomplish it.
好，那我们回来看列王记下第六章。
So let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 6.
那现在十四节。
Verse 14.
第六章十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14. 好，
王就打发车马大军往那夜间去围困那城。好，那我们就看现在以利沙怎么来面对亚兰王。
So how did Elijah face the king of Aram?
完了我们就看到十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
神的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马兵围困了城，仆人对神人说：“啊，在我主啊，我们怎么行才好呢？”所以你看，这个仆人看到什么？整个车马围困的城。
So we can see, what did the servant see? He saw that the horses and chariots had surrounded the city.
所以告诉我主啊，怎么行才好呢？我们这么人这么少，怎么办呢？
And so he asked, "Oh Lord, what should we do? We have so few people."
但是以利沙已经看到他仆人所没有看到的。
But Elijah already saw what his servant did not see.
这个叫做属灵的眼光。
And this is called the spiritual eyesight.
所以以利沙不会怕。
So Elijah was not afraid.
那这个仆人怕得很。
But the servant was really frightened.
那这个也好几个例子。
And so in this example.
好像以色列百姓已经进到迦南地旁边了。
When the Israelites had come to beside Canaan,
这个表示神要让他们进去啊。
It represented that God wanted them to enter Canaan.
那神要让他们进去，他们本身有没有那个属灵的条件可以进去呢？
But when although God wanted them to enter, did they have the spirituality to enter it?
好，那就派十二个探子去看啊。
And so they sent the 12 spies to see.
十二个探子回来。
And when the 12 spies returned,
十个都说我们没有办法进去。
10 of them said that we do not have the ability to enter.
为什么？
Why?
城这么高大，人哇，好像巨人。
Because the walls were so thick and the people were like giants.
我们进去已经死了。
Of course, if we go in, we'll die.
所以不是神不让他们进去，是他们没有那个属灵的条件进去。
So it was not that God did not want them to enter, it was that they did not have the spirituality to enter.
那两个说，我们一定可以得胜。
And so both of them said, two of them said, well, we can be victorious. Why?
因为神带领我们走过红海啊。
Because God has brought us across the Red Sea.
这么多神迹，这个神还同在，你怕什么？
We had so many miracles. God is with us. What are we still afraid of?
所以十票对两票啊，没有办法进去。
But 2 against 10, they could not enter.
那旷野再绕四十年。
And so they had to circle the wilderness for 40 more years.
哦，那四十年了，那十个都死了。
And after the 40 years, all 10 died.
哦，这两个就跟其他的人就进去了。
And these two went in with the rest of the others.
哦，所以伊丽莎不会怕。
And so Elijah was not afraid.
他看到他仆人没有看到的。
He saw what the servant did not see.
好，那他看到什么？
And what did he see?
我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
列王记下六章的十六节。
Second Kings chapter 6, verse 16.
啊，神人说不要惧怕，与我们同在比他们同在更多。好，这里讲哈，不要怕，为什么？与我们同在比他们同在的更多。
So here it says, don't be afraid, because those who are with us are more than those with them.
但是只有这样讲哦，可能也没有办法真的安慰到这个神人。
But just saying this might not comfort the servant.
啊，所以第十七节。
So verse 17.
啊，伊丽莎祷告说：“神啊，求你开这个少年人的眼目啊，使他们看见啊。”神就开他们的眼目，他们就看见。满山有火车火马围绕伊丽莎，哇！为什么没有办法战胜伊丽莎
？So why were they not able to defeat Elijah？
啊，因为啊，满山有火车火马围绕伊丽莎。
Because there were hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah。
哦，所以神所同在的人呢、啊，你不能动啊。
So the person who God is with, you cannot touch them.
神所同在的人差遣马车火马围绕你，怎么去动他？
That if God has sent horses and chariots all around them, how can you touch them?
神同在的人好像那个不倒翁。
That the person who has God's abidance is untouchable.
哦，你推倒了他还会再起来。
And even if you push them down, they will come back up.
有没有例子？当然有啊。
Are there any examples? Of course.
但以理。
Daniel.
被丢到狮子坑。
When he was thrown in the lion's den.
这个陷害他的得胜啊。
This was to harm him, but of course.
因为他丢到狮子坑啊。
Although he was in the lion's den.
但是但以理有神同在啊。
But Daniel had God's abidance.
所以神派使者把狮子的口就封住了。
And so God sealed the lion's mouth.
第二天。
The next day.
但以理从狮子坑起来啊。
Daniel came back up.
那谁下去？
And who went down?
那个陷害他就丢下去了。
The one who harmed him.
还没有下去他就被狮子吃掉了。
And before he got down, he was already eaten by the lion.
为什么？因为他没有神同在，你怎么挡过狮子呢？
Why? Because he did not have God's abidance, so how can he defeat the lion?
我们在做圣工哦，最要紧就是神与我们同在。
So when we do holy work, the most important thing is God with us.
还有，我们做的在神看起来是对的。
And are we doing according to what God thinks is right?
其他神来负责。
The rest is up to God.
所以伊丽莎他做的是对的。
So what Elijah did was right.
那些亚兰王派这么多人要来抓他。
All of King Aram had so many people to capture him.
那神就派整山的火车火马，你怎么去捉到他
？But God sent the chariots of fire to surround him.
另外一个例子啊，就是约瑟。
Another example is Joseph.
神同在的人，他的命运是不会被人的错误改变的。
That those who have God's abundance, their life will be with God.
所以有时候我们听人在讲好冤枉，我今天的今天呢，就是因为谁谁谁做了什么，谁谁谁做什么，谁谁谁做什么，所以我好冤屈哦，今天的变成我今天的我。
And some people might say, well, I am the person I am today because of so and so.
如果我们没有神同在，这是真的。
And if we do not have God with us, then this is true.
没有神同在，我们的周围人会改变我们的命运。
And if we do not have God with us, then those around us will change our lives.
如果我们有神同在，
But if we have God with us,
除了神，没有人可以改变我们的命运。
Other than God, no one can change our lives.
所以你看约瑟。
So we look at Joseph.
他的哥哥把他卖到埃及。
That his brothers sold him to Egypt.
看起来他命运被改变了。
It seems like his life changed.
再来，他的祖母把他关到监牢里面。
And next, his mother, the Pharaoh's queen, she sent him to prison.
那约瑟有没有错？约瑟没有错啊。
But was Joseph wrong? No, he was not.
没有错，被下到监牢。
Yet he was sent to prison.
但是后来约瑟当宰相了。
However, later Joseph came back.
那约瑟当宰相他爸爸死以后，他讲了一句话。
And after he was the right-hand man of Pharaoh, his father said something to him.
从前你们的意思是不好。
That in the past, you had bad intentions.
因为你们要害我。
Because you wanted to harm me.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God had good intentions.
他要差我来。
He wanted to send me here.
就为你们保全生命。
So that I can save your lives.
所以有神同在的人哦，人的错误也可以成全神的旨意。
And so with God, even with the mistakes of man, it can accomplish God's will.
但是我们要确定我们所做的是神看为对的。
But we have to be sure that what we do is right in God's eyes.
所以伊丽莎这么多的火车火马这样围绕他，那怎么办呢？
And so for Elijah, with so many horses and chariots surrounding him, what does he do?
好，我们回来看列王记下第六章。
Let's look at, come back to 2 Kings chapter 6.
十八节。
Verse 18.
敌人下到伊丽莎那里，伊丽莎祷告神说，求你使这些人眼目昏迷神就照伊丽莎的话使他们眼目昏迷了。你看，有神同在，祷告每一句话神都听。
And so with God's abundance, every prayer that you make, God will hear.
求你让这些人眼目昏迷。
May you make these people blind.
结果他们都昏迷了。
And so they all were blind.
那昏迷以后啊，就不知不觉没有判断力啊。
And after they were blinded, they could not make any judgment.
所以十九节就被带进到撒玛利亚。
And so in verse 19, they were brought into Samaria.
然后二十节。
In verse 20.
他们进到撒玛利亚以后这样他又祷告求神开这些人眼目，使他们能看见。
And after they were brought back, Elijah prayed to open their eyes so that they could see again.
那在这个二十节里面有一句话，他们就看见不料是在撒玛利亚。
And there's a verse in verse 20, it says that their eyes were open and they saw they were inside Samaria.
所以神要帮助一个人得胜太简单了。
And so if God wants somebody to be victorious, it is too easy.
因此我们最重要就是有神同在，做神认为对的事情神会负责到底。
And so for us, what is most important is that we have God's abundance and we do according to His will.
那怎么办呢？
So now what?
我们看二十一节。
Verse 21.
以色列王见他们就开伊丽莎问伊丽莎，我们可以杀他吗？
And so the king of Israel asked, shall I kill them?
二十二节。
Verse 22.
回答不可以杀他们，就是你用刀弓斧来的，岂可以杀他们呢？应该在他们面前摆设饮食，使他们吃喝，回到他主人那里。这个神人就是有神的心。
And so this man of God has the heart of God.
所以在旧约时代里面这个神借着先知讲神不愿看到罪人的死。
And so this is why in the Old Testament it said that God does not want to see the wicked die.
有时候我们看一个犯罪的或作恶的，特别是敌对我们的受到灾殃我们就说神在报应了，神是公义的。
And so sometimes when we see an evil wicked person be harmed, we think, thank God he is repaying for us.
但是一个罪人的死神并不高兴。
But in fact, when a wicked person dies, God is not happy.
神是怜悯，他不愿意看到一个人死。
Because God is merciful and he does not wish to see anyone die.
这是我们所拜的神。
This is the God that we worship.
所以伊丽莎人问他说可以杀吗？
And so for Elijah, did he say that they can kill these people?
如果这个都杀掉以后就没有后患了。
If they killed all of these people, then they have no hope in the future.
但是伊丽莎说不可以杀。
And so he said you cannot kill them.
然后摆设饮食使他们吃喝回到他们主人那里去。
But instead prepare a great feast for them to eat and drink before returning to their master.
这个就是以善报恶。
And this is how we repay good with evil, or evil with good.
他们要抓伊丽莎，伊丽莎用爱心来对待他们。
And so they wanted to capture Elijah, but Elijah repaid them with good.
我们看二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
王就为他们预备这许多食物，他们吃喝完了，打发他们回到主人那里。从此亚兰军不再犯以色列地了。所以这个祸患就没有了。
And so this tribulation was over.
那问题就解决了。
And the problem was resolved.
所以这是一个非常大的一个神迹啊。
And so this was a great miracle.
所以这个原则还留下来。原则还留下来。
And so the origin was still left.
因此我们敬拜同一个神。
And so we worship the same God.
如果我们能够用这个原则在我们的侍奉，在我们生活当中，我们就可以体验到很多神很清楚的带领。
And if we use this teaching for how we serve God, then we can gain a lot of experience.
那再来就是从《列王记下》第六章的二十四节开始。
And so, Second Kings chapter 6, verse 24.
那以后这个亚兰王就来围困撒玛利亚。
And later on, the king of Aram once again laid siege on Samaria.
那被围困久了就有饥荒。
And after a long siege, there was a famine.
然后饥荒久了，连东西吃也没有。
And after the famine was there for a long time, there was no more food.
我们不敢想象的，竟然发生了。
We can't imagine this happening.
是什么事情
？What happened?
交换儿子吃小孩子的肉。
That they exchanged children to eat.
这个我们真的没有办法想。
And this is something we cannot imagine.
但是当一个人饥荒这么严重的时候，这个就发生了。
But when the famine is so great, things like this can happen.
那怎么办呢
？So what will they do?
那这里就有一个纷争。
So here there is a division.
那我们先来看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
王听见妇人的话，就撕裂衣服。百姓看见王贴身穿着麻衣。三十一节。
31.
王说：“我今日若容沙法的儿子伊丽莎的头仍在他头上，愿神重重的降法于我。”这个地方讲王是要杀伊丽莎了。
And so here it records how the king wanted to kill Elijah.
32节。
32.
伊丽莎坐在家中，长老也其他坐，打发一个侍候他的人。他还没有到，伊丽莎就对长老说：“你看这个凶手之子，打发人来斩我的头，你们看，使者来到就关上门，然后用门将他推出去，在他后面不是有他主人的脚步吗？所以他的使者还没有到伊丽莎就知道。
And so before the messenger arrived, Elijah already knew.
他也知道他们要来斩我的头，斩他的头。
And he knew that they wanted to cut off his head.
所以一个有神同在的人有时候会发生的事情，神会让他知道。
And so sometimes for a man of God, God things will happen to him, and God will let him know in advance.
那有时候魔鬼是这样。
And it's the same with Satan.
所以我们在教会也发生过要去赶鬼。
And so it's happened before in our church when we went to cast out this Satan.
还没有到以前呢，那个被鬼附着的就是说现在来的三个人。
That before it happens, the one who is possessed says, "Oh, here comes three people."
那中间里面穿什么衣服的，我最怕他。
And within these three, so and so wearing this clothing, I am most afraid of.
真的是来三个人。
And surely three came.
为什么穿什么衣服的我最怕他？不是他的衣服颜色的问题。
And the one who is wearing this clothing, I am most afraid of, not because of what they're wearing.
是有神同在。
But it is because they have the abundance of God.
所以我们的信仰生活本身是一种属灵的征战。
And so in our spirituality, it is a spiritual war.
你有没有看到魔鬼？没有。
Do you see the devil? No.
你有没有看到神？没有。
Do you see God? No.
但魔鬼可以看到我们吗？可以。
But can the devil see us? Yes.
神可以看到我们的前面吗？可以。
Can God see us? Yes.
所以我们跟魔鬼征战，你怎么征战？第一个，他看到我，我没有看到他。
So how are we to fight the devil? We can't see him, but he can see us.
他比我强壮。
He is stronger than us.
那怎么征战
？So how do we fight him?
就是要神帮助。
That is, we need God to help us.
要神带领。
We need God to guide us.
要神赐力量。
We need God to give us power.
所以这个亚兰王要来杀伊丽莎，其实这也可以讲魔鬼的工作。
And so King of Aram wanted to kill Elijah. We can say this is the same as Satan.
因为伊丽莎是神人啊。
Because Elijah was the man of God.
神所用的人。
He was someone used by God.
他对当时神的国度有帮助。
And he was helping the kingdom of God.
那现在把他杀掉了。
And once we kill him.
那以后他们要来攻击这个国家，就等于没有人再先通知他了，敌人从哪里来。
Then eventually, when someone comes to attack the kingdom, no one will warn them.
所以他还没有到，神就告诉伊丽莎他们要到。
So before he arrived, God told Elijah that day is coming.
好，那我们现在看第七章。
So let's look at first chapter 7.
列王记下的第七章。
Second Kings chapter 7.
伊丽莎说：“你们要听主的话。主如此说：明天到这个时候，在撒玛利亚城门口，一棵亚麻细面要卖一色克勒，二细亚大面也要卖一色克勒。”第二节。
Two.
有一个财富王的军长对神人说：“即便神使天使开的天窗，也不能有这个事。”所以我们看到这个伊丽莎跟这个军长在对话。
And so we can see the conversation between Elijah and the official.
那他们已经饥荒很久了。
And they've already conversed for a while.
但是伊丽莎竟然说明年明天哦，不是明年哦，明天在这个城门口，人要卖面，人要卖大面，而且用很便宜的价钱在卖。
But Elijah told them that tomorrow, not next year, but tomorrow, flour will be sold very cheaply.
这个怎么可能呢？
How is this possible?
所以用人的理性来讲，这怎么可能呢？
So according to man's logic, how is this possible?
这个就是这个军长。
And that is what the officer saw.
但是为什么伊丽莎可讲得出来呢？
But why was Elijah able to say this?
因为伊丽莎有神启示他嘛。
Because Elijah had a God inspire him.
所以有时候神的带领是超乎我们理性所能够了解的。
So sometimes God's guidance surpasses our own understanding.
所以整个我们历史的演变其实都在神的手里。
So everything that we do is in God's hands.
有时候我们本身没有办法去阻挡历史的演变。
Sometimes we're unable to stop the change of history.
因为我们只有一个人。
Because we're only one person.
一群人也没有办法，神要这样，他怎么样，他就怎么样。
However God wants it, this will happen.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到有的信徒对政治很热心。
And so we see that some people are very fervent to the truth.
对谁谁谁选到总统就很兴奋，谁谁谁选到总统就很悲哀。
Sorry, very fervent to politics, and if so-and-so president was elected, they're very joyful or they're very sad.
我们当然在教会不谈政治。
But of course, in church, we do not talk about politics.
因为教会是拜神的地方。
Because this is an area where we worship God.
政治是属世的。
Politics belongs to the world.
但是整个社会的演变都在神的掌权。
But everything that happens in this world is in God's hands.
神允许才会发生。
Only if God allows it will it happen.
那神允许一定有神的目的。
And if God allows it, then He has His plan.
只是我们不知道而已。
This is what we all know.
所以他这样讲那伊丽莎就说这个是你必亲眼看到，你却吃不到这些东西。
And so this is what Elijah told him, that you will see it, but you will not eat of it.
然后从第七章开始后来他们就有一个人，有四个人就出去，就看到亚兰王全部都跑掉了。
And so continuing on, four people, they went out and saw that everyone had disappeared.
为什么神都跑掉了？神把他赶走
Why did they all run away? Because God had chased them.
留了好多的东西。
And they left a lot of things.
然后他就回来报告。
And so they came back to report.
就看到好多人就出去，到拿了那些东西。
And they saw a lot of people went out and took the things.
那我们看回来看第七章。
So let's turn back to chapter 7.
十六节。
Verse 16.
众人出去掳掠亚兰人的营盘，于是一细亚面卖了银一色克勒，两细亚大麦也卖了一色克勒，正如神所说的啊。所以我们所拜的神能够预知未来。
And so the God that we worship, He can predict the future.
那我们人呢？我们是预测未来。
And
预知跟预测不一样。预知foresee, 预测是 forecast, 这两个不太一样。
And for us, we can only forecast the future, and it is different from foreseeing.
那个天测啊，天气啊，是预测。
And so we forecast the weather.
有时候我常常看那个手机，哎，几点会下雨？我去对照一下，没有下雨。
And so sometimes I look at my phone and see what's the weather forecast, when will it rain, and I compare it to the reality.
那最准确的天气预报是晴时多云偶阵雨。
And so the most reliable forecast is that it might rain.
这个最准了，总有一个会实现。
That it's partially sunny, partially cloudy, and this is the most accurate.
所以人可以预测，但是不能预知。
So man can forecast, but they cannot foresee.
那神可以预知
，But God can foresee，
所以他才叫做神嘛。
And this is why He is God。
所以明天要发生什么事情，他讲得很清楚，到就完全这样。
So what will happen tomorrow? He can see completely。
所以为什么说我们要把我们的前途交托给神
？And so why do we give everything to God？
神知道我们的前面。
Because God knows what is ahead of us。
而且神是我们的父亲。
And God is our Father。
神会带领。
He will guide us。
神会看守。
He will watch over us.
所以把前途交给神的最稳妥。
And so it is the safest to entrust everything to him.
那个不信的那一个将军呢？
And the officer who did not believe.
后来就被踏死了。
Well, he was trampled to death.
所以我们这里就可以看得出来以利沙有神同在。
And so we can see again, Elijah had God's abundance.
那这一些人要来抓以利沙，到最后全部都失败了。
And all these people who wanted to capture Elijah, they all were defeated.
好，那从第九章开始，以利沙神就叫他去膏王。
And starting from chapter 9, Elijah was told to anoint the king.
第一节。
First one.
先知以利沙叫了一个先知门徒来，吩咐你束上腰手，拿这个膏油往基列的抹拉去，到那里要寻找。宁氏的孙子约沙法的儿子耶户，使他同僚中起来，进入内屋里面，将瓶的油膏在他头上，说耶和华如此说，我膏你做以色列王，这个膏王王要做王也是有神的旨意。
So this anointing of a king, for a king to become king, is God's will.
所以以利沙照着神所预定膏某某人当王。
So Elijah anointed whoever God appointed.
所以我们今天在教会安排教会的工作都要祷告。
So today when we are assigned church work, we have to pray.
因为谁最适合当什么，有时候神会感动我们，照着他的旨意来安排。
Because God will inspire us to know who we should arrange to do which work.
那到列王记下十三章。
And if we turn to 2 Kings chapter 13.
就以利沙死了。
This is when Elijah died.
那以利沙死了，他们怎么称呼他
？And so after Elijah died, how did they acknowledge him?
我们看十三章的十四节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 14.
以利沙得了必死的病以色列王约阿斯来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣说：“我父，我父，以色列的战车马兵啊！”所以这一句话用在以利亚身上。
And so, he used the same phrase that was used on Elijah.
就是他的存在对以色列百姓得胜非常重要。
Which is that he has led the Israelites to victory.
所以能够被神所用。来为他做一些事情，这是机会，也是恩典。
So for us to be used by God to accomplish His will, this is both an opportunity and a blessing.
但是我们要求神同在，这样我们就可以对神有更深的体验。
But we have to pray for God to be with us so that we can have a deeper experience of Him.
我们一起来祷告，结束早上的学习。
So let us kneel down.